Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good evening, everybody. If you've been on the journey with Julia over the last six episodes, whereby Julia has come on every week and just blown us away with new evidence, new research that she's done. She is more than qualified to be a private investigator after all of this. I'm thoroughly convinced. She was on just last week with new phone calls to the Portuguese police. And I'm sure many of you have seen parts 1 to 6. If you've not, the links are in the description box below this video. Now, apologize for starting a bit late, and thank you for your patience, but this is, like, massive. What you're going to hear, folks, is massive. Let me just turn that off real quick. And before we do give the results, I'm sure Julia has a lot to say, so I'll hand it over to Julia.
Hi, thank you for giving me again the opportunity to come here. Sorry for delay. I had some technical issues. What can I say? About a week ago, I sent my DNA profile and Madeline's DNA profile to a forensic DNA expert, and yesterday I got an answer. So I just want to show you what he said. And
Julia, before we do that, a lot of people in the chat I've been saying, and I've got messages today saying, Julia's already done a DNA test. What is the status of people saying that? Is that a fake news story about you?
So basically, media was talking about DNA that Fia, a woman from USA, did with me. This was ancestral type DNA, so it will not show you if you are related to someone, or it will just show you where you come from, some matches. If other people did this kind of DNA test too, then you will have them in matches if you are related to them. Ken and Jerry, as far as I know, didn't put their DNA on this kind of websites like Ancestry, 23andMe, and the other websites, similar websites. So all you can see on Google is DNA that Fia did. So it's not, and Fia lied a lot. She destroyed my name. So I would suggest to not trust this DNA, especially that I did two other DNA, also ancestral type DNA. So, and the results were different. And I think I showed them on the other part before. Yeah. So you
Julia,
can go and watch.
Can you also explain how you're able to compare your DNA with Madeline's DNA? How did you source that?
Okay, of course. So I bought an option in lab to they send me swabs. I took saliva from chicks, you know, and I sent it back to them, and they made my DNA profile. And Madeline's DNA profile is published in McCann's PJ files. These are official files from Madeline McCann investigation. Everyone can see it. So, and I just looked at this profile and looked at my profile, asked ChatGPT before what he thinks. But, yeah, I thought that it's better to ask an expert, forensic DNA expert. So that's why I messaged a few of this DNA experts. I got an answer from one of them. So, yeah, and I just want to show it. And he explained there more than I did last time.
So just to clarify then, there's been no valid DNA test up until this point. That's the first thing. And the second thing, you sourced from the Portuguese police, they have Madeline's DNA profile. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ron, do you have anything to add to this before Julia proceeds?
No, this is honestly, I just want to say never underestimate
a Polish girl with serious intentions. Because, I mean, I just want to say, right, before we get into this, let me pretext this with some questions that are being asked that will be subsequently answered as we go through this. Why would they take Julia's DNA and then not want to test it, right? Could they possibly have known something? Ooh, right? Second of all, 16 odd million being spent already, right? By God, you better, there better be a missing girl still, right? If you're, if you know something, right, about this case, that, and you've not been truthful about it within the whole inner workings of this, somebody's going to be in trouble, because that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And then we can go down even weirder routes, which we'll maybe wait for another night. But there's so much, so many of you are going to have, you're going to be sat up tonight in bed going, whoa, that, this is mad. So yeah, there you go.
There's
take on it.
I also want to say that we had to, I mean, me, Ron, Sean, we had to hide like the full name of my source, but yeah. Sean and Ron, they saw that he's really forensic DNA expert. They saw his full name, they saw his website email, so they can confirm it, right?
Yeah, and the reason that we're not putting that out there just now is you would think this is Julia's ticket to every major media outlet now in the world, okay? So with that, with the real intention for this, getting as big a story as Julia can get and as much exposure, if we put all his information out there, guaranteed one or two things will happen. The internet will come for him, right? And his company, and they'll just hound him, they'll hound him. Or he'll get food poisoning and suddenly no longer exist, okay? Because I'm not saying that's because there's a conspiracy here or some massive human transportation operation or even some big conspiratorial baby farming thing going on here. I'm just saying when you see the results, everyone's going to be shook. All right? Okay.
Can you give me 2 minutes because my dog made a small mess. I have to clean it. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Go for it, Julia. Talk about creating suspense, people. There were some delays in getting Julia on the screen.
Yeah.
She's about to release the results, and her dog has shat.
Unbelievable. When you've got a puppy, it's a puppy, all right? It's not, just to be clear, it's a little spaniel, all right? And she's adorable.
This is the rich tapestry of life, the ups and downs.
Yeah. This is the Atwood School of Building live stream tension is what this is here. You know what I'm saying?
We did not script the dog poo into this, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Internet on hold for Julia's dog mess. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm not being funny, but I think after the runaround Julia's been getting given, I think it's about time that she had control over what pace information came out, bless her.
Charlotte is saying, even the puppy's excited.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Jackie, we are all shatting ourselves.
Yeah. It's true, man. It's true.
Sending I'm love back. To Julia.
I'm so sorry for that.
Okay, listen, it happens. All right, okay. So just to remind everybody, up until everything is publicly released, you are just taking this with the Ron Swanson and the Sean Atwood seal of approval that we have used our eyes and read over all of this. It's not to do with holding information from you lovely people. I'm sure there's not one crazy person in the side chat right now that wouldn't be emailing this company and giving them a hard time or being whatever. Okay, so we're just doing our due diligence for our sources. And all will be revealed in due course. But listen, Julia, why don't you start taking us through the story? Okay, start with the minute your fingers touch the keyboard to send the initial email. And let's go from the beginning.
But what should I say? I just think that I just wanted to have an opinion from an expert.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, this.
Go ahead.
No. Absolutely. Carry on. No. Carry on.
Yeah, because it's like better than having an opinion from ChatGPT.
Yeah, of course.
I just wanted to know. So maybe can you show his opinion? I will go through this and we can read this and comment it.
Do you want to go and heart the first images you want me to use? Is it your email? I imagine it'll be your email is the first one, right?
I can put heart under the first picture if you want.
Yeah. Do that.
Okay, give me a moment.
All right, so if you're watching this, nobody's missed anything yet. We had a few delays. We had an interruption from the dog.
Yeah.
And Julia now is about to put on the screen her information to show what the results are and the communication. We're starting with how this was initiated.
You can first run show my email and I put heart under two pictures.
Yeah, got it. I'm just
show how it started.
All right, I'll make it bigger as well. 1 second.
Can someone, Sean or Ron, read it?
Yeah, so this is from you. It's, hello, I'm writing to you to ask you for help.
Oh, hang on, Ron's broke it, hang on.
First photo is genetic profile of one person. Second and third photos show genetic profile from a place of crime of another person. First genetic profile was created in 2024 when the other one was made in 2007. This one from 2007 is partial. Could these people be the same person or related? Could you explain it to me? Thank you, kind regards.
And I forgot to send one picture. I also told him I prefer to not give my name, but with just one sentence. So just for you to know. And this is what I sent to him. And then I will put heart under another picture, okay?
Okay, I'll slow down, Julia, slow down. Those numbers that you've got on the screen right now.
Yeah, I have to explain, I know.
People are looking at that and thinking, what the hell?
Okay, so these numbers that are highlighted with a yellow color in Madeline's DNA profile match my DNA profile a little bit. I mean, one number from every single highlighted place in the same gene.
Can you make it a bit bigger, Ron, so we can see that clearly?
Yeah, we can. Yeah. This, just so if anyone wants to deep dive further into these numbers... These numbers were exactly what we covered in part 6. Just in case anyone's missed it or anything like that, you will be able to go.
Well,
back
they have missed it, Julia. We've got 10 times more people watching today than we have last time you spoke. So 10 times more people they're not familiar with what you've said about these numbers.
Okay, I can repeat it if you want, but give me a second because my dog is biting me. Yashminka, Justin. Okay, I'm back.
Thanks.
So should I go through this like the last time?
Yes, please.
Okay. So could you run show D8 on my this is DNA profile of Madeline, and D8 is a gene where there are repeated numbers 13 and 15, and one number comes from mother, second number comes from father. And could you please show this D8 gene in my DNA profile? Where is D8? Yeah, and I...
11, 15, was that what I saw?
Yeah, and 15 is the same. So we have... We have same 15 number. I think everyone can see it. And now, can you show D19? We have my DNA profile, D19 gene, numbers 12 and 14. Could you show D19 in Madeline's DNA? She has 13 and 14, so 14 is the same. So I'll go fast through this like the last time, and then we'll show the results I got, right? I mean,
you're fine. Take your time, you're fine. Yep.
Good. Okay. So Could you go back to my DNA profile again? FGA 2024. So one number, 20, comes from one parent and 24 comes from second parent. Could you please show FGA in, gene in Molly's DNA? FG, yeah, is the same. 2020.2 and 24. So we share one number from one parent, 24. And now, could you please show D3? Madeline has 1618 in D3 gene. Could you please show D3 in my D3s here in my DNA profile?
So, for people watching, there's a lot more people watching tonight that didn't see the previous episode. So, we're just showing what's led up to Julia making the decision to get the result, and once we've set the table by going over this, which will be finished shortly, we'll be bringing you the result. So stay there, be patient.
Yeah, we just want to go for this again, just to explain. So I have D3 in D3 gen 1718, and I forgot what Madeline had. Could you go back to D3 gene in Madeline's DNA? 1618. So we share number 18. Okay. I think that's all. Okay. So now I think this is the right time. That's all, Ron? Could you see if there is anything highlighted? Anything else?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it.
Okay. Could you please show the picture of his answer with his email?
Yes. Here we go. You ready for this? Here we go. Sean, get ready to read this one.
Okay. So, thank you for your answer. Are these two pages that I said they show DNA profile of a missing person?
No, not this one.
Oh,
okay.
I will put
sorry, my bad. This one.
The simple answer, and this is the new information now, viewers. The simple answer is that the suspect is not the source of the DNA on the evidence because the DNA is not fully established everywhere. However, they do match fairly well, more than I would expect at random, and a specific pattern emerges that looks like an almost certain family connection. I would look for a parent, child, or sibling. Very respectfully, Julia, did this person know the situation in full? Or
he doesn't know who I am.
Okay.
And he doesn't know who this DNA profiles belong to.
So there's no vested interest from this person to give any kind of answer at all. It was done completely without them knowing. We have looked at you know, where Julia's gone to get this done. It's all above board, all verified. And this person has come back and said there is a specific pattern, more than could have occurred at random, emerging that looks like an almost certain family connection. And this person saying, look for a parent, child, or sibling.
Yeah, and just, I want to... Sorry.
Sorry, just to reiterate again, we've removed the headers, we've removed all of the contact information to prevent the internet from going and hounding this company until Julia has an opportunity to take this to a larger platform who can then, like a national news or something like this, to have it all corroborated. And that's how we're doing it. You're having the Sean and Ron seal of approval that we've seen and went over all this. We're not gatekeeping anything. We're doing due diligence as reporters for the sources.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
So Julia, when you got this answer,
yes,
how did you feel?
I felt so excited, but also, I mean, I have a few theories why it came as a parent, child, or sibling. So can I tell people about these theories?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I forgot. I also want to show the video of. Can I, Ron, send you something else now?
Yeah, of course you can.
Because it's very important, because it's about Molly's DNA profile. One second.
I'll just clarify for viewers because there's so many questions coming in right now. So Julia had tests done first time properly, and it's come back that she's not Madeleine McCann, but the tester believes that the linkage, the pattern that is emerging, is not a random pattern, and it looks like there is certainly a family connection. It could be a parent, child, or sibling. Julia is going to come back and say what her theories are.
I mean, how do you spend 16 million quid, right? And then one girl in Poland smashes it out of the park. Like, she's due a check from someone in the government in the UK. That's all I'm saying. Some of those funds need to go to Julia, because it's just unreal. It's unreal.
This should have come back, if for the people who believe that Maddie's dead, this should have come back saying that there's no connection.
Oh,
there's no pattern emerging, and there's no family connection.
There should be nothing. It's most likely a family connection. There should be none of that.
Exactly.
Should be nothing.
I send you a link to the video, and it's very important. Awesome. I don't know if you can show it if it's a link.
One moment.
Because it's very important, because it will be about one of my theory, because Gonzalo Amaral said there that DNA profile of Madeleine was a little bit manipulated, and he said it there. That's why. This is about one of my theory, but I just want to show it to people first.
Sure. Yeah, you want me to play this instead for you, Julia?
I think this is the right video. Can you play it? I'm not sure. Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
This then. Portanto, são indícios.
We have to read. Também.
Com alguma prova,
evidence, turn the volume up. Evidence in inverted commas concerning the vestiges that were collected and sent to the English forensic laboratory for analysis. It is said that there could have been a manipulation of all that data. It is still not clear what happened. I recall that before we had the official report, we had a preliminary report which indicated the fluids found in the car rented a month after the disappearance belonged to Madeleine McCann. And then when the report arrived, it was no longer like that. What? It was said at the time that the profile with a series of alleys matched Madeleine's, yet they said that anyone in the lab could have contributed to that profile. So why did it match to Madeleine's and not, say, to the US president profile?
Yeah.
There's something very strange about that analysis, something that should be questioned, verified, investigated. I believe that when forensic analyses are done, the laboratory technician has to keep a record of what he's doing. I don't know if that was destroyed or not, but it should exist alongside the report.
Yeah, so I just wanted to show it because it's like... I want to explain one of my theories. So the first of my theories is that they manipulated a little bit Madeleine's McCann profile, DNA profile, and I will tell you there is large cover up from the police, and I believe everyone can see it, not only from the police, I guess. So I wouldn't be surprised if this would be the case, but well, I know, but still I'm related to them. Somehow.
Julia, could you just say that theory a bit more slower for people, what you just said?
Yeah, of course I can. So first of my theories is that DNA profile of Madeleine could have been a little bit manipulated, because there is large cover-up from people like police officers, I guess, like, for example, Operation Grange. So I believe that it could have been a little bit manipulated, and that is why my DNA profile compared to Madeleine profile doesn't match 100%, but only like a part as a sibling or parent-child relationship. So that's why this is one of my theories. another theory.
And what, and regarding what the cops just said on that video, how does what he said in that video play into what you are saying right now?
I mean, maybe I misunderstood what he said, but I believe that he was talking that it could, some documents like the DNA profile of Malin could have been manipulated.
Okay, so that's theory
how,
number one,
that's
right?
I understood
okay.
it.
Yep. All right, go to theory number two.
Okay, so but first I would like to show another email from this expert, if we can run.
Yep.
Can I put a heart under the picture?
Sorry, I was so zoned. I was so tuned in at the side chat there, Julia. What which picture do you want to put up?
I'll put heart under the picture. 1 second.
Thank you. 1 second. All right, little thumbs up. Oh yeah, you're gonna do it now. That's fine. Excellent. I think I know which one it is. Yeah, that's fine. No problems. 1 second.
Thanks for all the questions, guys. We'll when Julie's gone through all her theories, if she's got time, we'll get all your questions to her.
I'm back.
Great.
Ron's putting things in the wrong place. Just give me a second.
Okay. Yep. So if you keep the questions coming in, if you want to, you've got a unique opportunity to ask Julia stuff. And also, Julia's link, her Instagram, etc., is in the description box below the video if you want to ask her something directly on Instagram instead of posting it in the chat.
This is the right one, Julia?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read this, Julia?
Yeah, but first I want to say that it's also interesting and it's about... because I told him that it's not about suspect, but about missing person. Do you have this email run with when I, my answer to him?
This one.
Yeah, this would be the first.
Do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, could you read it, this?
All right. Oh, all right. So viewers, this is Julia's answer after she received first message that we just read previously that gave the result. So then Julie responded with this, and here's what it says. Hi, thank you for your answer. So are these two pages that I said they show DNA profile of a missing person not come from one person? Does only one page come from one person and second page is mixed with DNA that belongs to other close relatives of this person? Could it be a mix of DNA from mother, father, sister, and brother? Unfortunately, I don't have other information regarding DNA of this missing person. Are you 100% sure we are closely related? Would you be able to write a report about it? How much would it cost? Good question.
I just saw that this is not the answer I want. I mean, I had the other answer, but this is the last email that I sent to him. But okay, never mind. I just told him on my first answer to him that it's about missing person case, not about suspect, because he didn't know what... that he was about, that it was about missing person. So I just wanted to tell him. Yeah. So can we now go to this one? Thank you.
So this is the expert's response. What you have is one reference sample for comparison, your DNA, and one sample from the wild or evidence DNA. The evidence DNA is not a missing person, but DNA that is mixed with at least three total people. Your DNA can be compared to the evidence DNA. In comparing your DNA, it is not present, so your DNA is not on the evidence. However, not all of the numbers are readable if magnified. This DNA could have come from your parent or child, a sibling, maybe even two cousins and an uncle. Someone would have to look very closely and know the family tree to discern the individual facts. We could write out a family tree and play with the comparisons. To be specific, each relationship presents a specific inheritance pattern, and the amount of DNA you share is very relevant. And I think that with this reference and evidence samples, a parent or child relationship or something else significant between you and the evidence is a very real possibility. This could also be something like a three-person mixture with your uncle and cousin. Keep in mind that what is present is a mixture of DNA from at least three people, and without all of the lab's files and data, can you scroll any lower, or is that it? I can't make...
Just on our...
I think it's on the next sheet, mate. 1 second.
Okay, great.
One moment, please.
I have to say something. Someone said she's related to someone in the... In the sample DNA, which is a mix of three people, it could be any. No, it not could be any, because this is a comparison of my DNA profile and Madeline's DNA profile from McCann PJ files. So it's still about McCann's. No matter if this DNA is mix of Emily, Sean, Jerry, Kate, and Madeline, or only Madeline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
All I'm saying is, if you send in Madeline's DNA profile from the report with any other DNA to a random place to get it checked out, at no point should it come back saying they're related. Okay.
Shouldn't, no.
Just I know it's just numbers on pages and like really weird looking text responses, and it might be underwhelming for a lot of people, but just drill it into your heads, okay? Like, if you just go and grab a random person off the street and you go and get your DNAs tested, you aren't going to come back as related. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a madness. But anyway, there's the next part for you, Sean. I don't know if you can.
All right, thank you. Just wait for it to come up. It's not come up yet.
Oh, there we go.
Something else significant between you and the evidence is a very real possibility. This could also be something like a three-person mixture with your uncle and cousin. Keep in mind that what is present is a mixture of DNA from at least three people. And without all of the lab's files and data, I can't make real-world observations regarding whether an individual's DNA can be discerned. And a family tree can be used to narrow the landscape of possibilities. This is pretty simple to look at with the data, but sometimes, even with the data, you don't have more info. Other times, the data is very informative. I can't predict what the data will show with this type of sample. There's more below it. The truth is that people can meet and talk without you ever exchanging names, and the paperwork can be presented to me concurrent with a consultation. It is possible to have a one-way Zoom call with you having no video, but having the ability to share screen with the documents that you have, but without the lab's file of specific data and or a family tree, and preferably both, I cannot help you more. If you want to keep this anonymous, this is a typical part of my job where I am known and upfront, and you are XYZ. You can find a way to pay me some fee, depending on how you want this to play out. We can Zoom confidentially or meet. You can share screen your lab pages through Zoom or hand them to me, and I can consult with you concurrent with my review, and we'd be done. If you are interested, I can tell you the very minimum data that I need, which isn't much.
And the other page, could you please show run?
Yep. 1 second.
Thank you.
Well, while Ron's finding that, let's do a quick poll in the chat, please. If you think this is a huge development, put a 1 in the chat. If you think this is not a huge development, put a 2 in the chat.
I'm just going to say right now, if you don't think this is a huge development, you're a freaking moron. Right, I mean that respectfully. Right, I mean that respectfully. Like, you're allowed to have your opinions, okay, but that's my opinion on your opinion, because it could be your uncle or a second cousin or a parent. What?
It's what, about mate? 90. It's 90. I'm estimating about 97% ones right now. All right. So, you can share screen your lab pages through Zoom or hand them to me, and I can consult with your you concurrent with my review and we'd be done. If you are interested, I can tell you the very minimum data that I need, which isn't much. Otherwise, to help with your thinking about the family tree and how it is relevant, I'll have attached a chart that I like to use. Four siblings on the chart match at approximately 50%, but in real life can match from approximately 20 to 80%. So don't be fooled into thinking that there isn't a significant range for those numbers. Also, the chart assumes matching two reference samples between specific persons, not an evidence mixture of three people who could all be related to you, like aunt, uncle, cousin. My guess is that you probably have a relationship to one or more individuals who are on the evidence, and it is possibly quite close, but I don't know what that connection is, and this can only be known with more information on the DNA from the evidence. Scroll down a bit, Ron. From the evidence, as well as the potential family members that are in play. So
he's, and we've I got a diagram now, have we? This picture, but I have, Ron, can you show this picture bigger? Because I send you in a separate way, this picture, this colorful picture. You know what I mean? So he sent me this.
Do you want to talk about that, Julia?
Yeah, so I'm what can I say? I'm not an expert. It's hard to comment too much about it, but I want to say that I believe, as he said in the first message, he said that it's relationship, probably like relationship between parent and child or siblings. So, he also said that the second page shows like DNA from minimum three people, right?
Yeah, minimum three people, of which he said you were of close relation, a yes. parent, an aunt, or a cousin. Okay,
which is so interesting because yeah, we all know that there that the only McCanns that were there was Kay, Jerry, Sean, Emily, and Madeline. So.
Yeah,
I know.
This would have been weird if you'd came back as a fifth cousin. Okay, I'm not going to lie. This would be groundbreaking. But the fact that it's come back as this close a match, all of the DNA that was in that profile that Jerry mentioned in that clip was a hodgepodge of everyone in the McCann family's DNA. Okay, so if it was a mixture of the sisters, the brother, the mother, and the father, and your DNA is matched somewhere in a mix of the brother, the sister, or the mother or the father, I mean, this is massive. It's massive. And I'm so happy that you're finally getting some answers, Julia.
Yeah, really I'm so happy too, but I'm just scared that police will not treat me seriously still because we all know how Operation Grange works.
Yeah, I'm more scared of snipers than I am of a bad attitude from the police, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, I mean, let us know what you think in the side chat, guys. I mean, how do you feel, Sean? I mean, this has been a journey with Julia. I mean, to finally start to get some sort of answer, whether it's still a bit hazy or whether it's still a bit unknown, it's definitely, we've done better than the 16 million that was spent. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and it's thanks to viewers as well, because a lot of people have come on the chat late and they didn't hear what was said at the very beginning. And that was that there's never been a valid DNA test done. There's been fake stories and rumors that Julia's done it and she's Polish and it's all nonsense and Julia's crazy. And this is what the mainstream media have been putting out there. And when Julia first came and spoke to us, I remembered all those stories and I was wondering what the hell was going on. And Julia set me straight quite quickly, showing us the calls of Operation Grange, etc. Anyway, over the course of the six episodes we've done prior to this, viewers and, you know, it's like a community now that supports Julia's built on the channel and on Julia's Instagram. And the DNA stuff, lie detection stuff has been discussed. People have offered to pay and a donation link was set up and a lot of us have donated and thanks, you know, to the viewers who have donated and enabled Julia to have the resources to get this far. So Julia then took the DNA profile from the Portuguese police for Madeleine McCann, submitted that to an expert who didn't know it was Madeleine's, didn't know Julia's predicament, sent her own DNA, and we would think, you know, this would be the end of it now. They're going to say, there's no connection here at all. You're not Madeleine McCann. Go home, let it lie, forget about this, and that it would have ended it all right there. But no, and none of us foresaw what was coming. And as Julia has shown throughout this broadcast, the expert who had no clue what was going on, the connection, said there is a connection, likely as close as parent, sibling, etc. So, you know, Julie's contacted us right away once this has come through, and we've had to proceed with caution because we don't want this bloody expert getting bombarded and doxxed, etc. We've had to proceed with caution and redact a few things, but, you know, this is all legit. This test is legit. We've seen...
It's legit, all right.
We've seen that, you know, we know who the person is, we know who the company is, and Julia's, you know, might take our hats off to her. She's done a fantastic job bringing it this far. So I'm, you know, I'm just as, my mind is just as woo right now as everybody else. Well,
you know what? How about this? Everything that you sent to that guy, we've publicized, right? Your DNA, everything. Go and do it yourself, guys. Go and find your own DNA place. Send the emails off in the same way Julia done, and we'll just do it yourself. Just do it yourself. If you can't be bothered sending an email, but you want to sit and bitch and moan on the internet, do it yourself. And then I encourage everyone, we've got all the tools out there for you, and then just go crack on. Mind blowing.
All right. So that was my recap of what's happened thus far this evening on this broadcast. And now Julia is now telling us of various theories. And could you just briefly say theory number one again, Julia, for people who've just come on?
I first want to say, because some people said that I look sad, so sad, and it was happening. So I just wanted to say that I have quite a difficult situation at home right now, and that's why I look tired and sad, but I'm fine. I'll be fine. So just for you to know.
Yeah, Julia phoned me last night when we were arranging this live.
Your audio's echoing, Ron, crazy.
All right, hang on, try now. There we go. Julia was over the moon last night. She was effectively doing backflips. She was so excited. She had a very stressful day today, and I can completely confirm for everyone who is worried, all of this news was incredibly exciting and positive for Julia. Sometimes life gets in the way of things, and it's just one of those scenarios for Julia today, sadly. There we go.
Before we speak about where we're going to go with this next, Julia is giving us her theories of what she thinks this could possibly mean. Can we just recap theory number one, Julia?
Yeah, of course. So first theory is about that Madeleine's DNA could have been a little bit manipulated. And that is why it shows me as a sibling, not as a Madeleine. The second theory... go and watch this video of Gonzalo Amaral again. I'm really asking you, because if you pay attention to this, you will understand what I mean by saying that DNA could have been manipulated, DNA of Madeleine. And the other theory is that, as this expert said, this is a mix of three people, at least three people there. So maybe I'm not an expert. It's hard for me to understand as well sometimes these kind of things. But I guess that if this is a mix of three people, then it's possible. I'm not sure how to explain it. Okay, let's leave this theory because I don't know how to explain it. The other theory is that I don't think this theory is correct, but I'm just saying about theories, that I am a sister of Madeleine, and there were two kids besides of twins, I mean Madeline and her sister, but I don't believe in this theory, to be honest. But I want to say that, one second, my friend is messaging me. I want to say that I remember, like as I said, in part two, abduction. So I believe I am Maddie, and I want to talk about memories today too, if we have time.
Yes, of course. We've got all the time in the world. Keep going.
So, okay, so maybe like in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just want to say sorry for because I'm a little like tired, and that's why sometimes I don't know. I'm talking about something and it may look weird, but I'm just saying because I'm so tired today. That's why I look like that. And yeah, so I just wanted to say it.
Can I ask the viewers to put their own theories in the chat? Let's see what the viewers think. And again, thank you, you know, viewers who donated to Julia to help get the test done. So do you want to keep going, Julia? Or?
I'm waiting for people's theories. Maybe now Ron can give his theories and then I will talk about them.
Ron, give his theories. Ron just wants to say publicly that he is happy and healthy, and if he's discovered like in a lake in a couple of days or anything like that, it was definitely it was a setup, okay, and I was taken there under duress, all right, because I'm just saying now that all of this is starting to play out. Like, there has been a massive cover-up and a massive conspiracy involved in the Madeleine McCann case from day one, okay? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means. I'm not quite there yet. But I know this has completely blown everything that we all thought we knew out the water, okay? Whether it's Julia is Maddie, whether it's Julia is related to Maddie, brother, sister, cousin, none of that should even be a possibility. None of it.
Theories are racking up. You've got the IVF theory. We've got the affair theory. We've got the clone theory. The clone theory. Well, listen,
we need to get Gary back on. We're going to get Gary back on, who came and blew us all out of the water with his 4,000-page receipt story. We're going to get Gary to come back on, break everything down, and because there is a massive story here. I'm sorry. It just so happens that an ex-policeman comes and links your mum's businesses to a whole bunch of crazy stuff, and now it comes back that you're the invisible freaking McCann child.
Yeah, and I told my mother today, I messaged my mother today, and I told her just randomly about this, and she laughed. She put a laughing emoji and that's all, and she didn't comment it.
The top theory is that you're Maddie. So D saying she's Maddie, the DNA shows the three-person mix, so that result would be a match.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's most people are saying that you're Maddie in the chat.
I know.
All of the stuff's been confirmed. Like, you know, we're not. I mean, come on. We've done our due diligence.
People are asking about the eye thing that we covered all the eye photos in.
Yeah.
I can't remember which part that was.
Yeah, it was
interesting. Do you know what was interesting about the eye thing to me was I was very uneducated on eyes until that episode, and it looked like a tear in Maddie's eye. Like, it looked like an actual tear, but it was a discoloration. Do you know what I mean? And when Julia went on to discuss how discolorations can actually change over time, you can see that there is a mark in Julia's eye, 100%.
But it depends on lighting. Sometimes it's more visible.
I was just going to say this as well. You've got to understand that picture of Maddie was contrasted so that all features were more prominent for a missing person. Do you see what I mean? So photos are often enhanced so that if you've got marks on the images, they're more prominent so that people know where to look effectively. So just keep that in mind too.
One second, because I need to.
So people are offering an explanation for the mix of the three. And Alenka's pointing out, when police was taking Maddie's DNA, Kate said, all three children were using the same toothbrush.
I heard about it. It would also make sense.
Yeah. McCann's DNA all mixed together, so Julia DNA could be perfect match to Maddie. That's from CC.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it, exactly. But again, there should be no close relation. If unless you are part of the McCann family, right, which up until this point, they've pretty much categorically denied, all right?
Yes.
There should be no relation. There should be no relation. If it had came back that you're second or third cousin, that would have been mind-blowing. But to be said that you're related to a parent, a sibling or an uncle, it's like, I don't even, my brain can't even process it.
Here's the comment that should have some weight. Julia, as a clinical lab phlebotomist, I will say this. Trust the science. I believe you are Maddie.
Oh, wow. That's when I hear stuff like that, I just check for sniper lasers coming through my window. This is too much, Sean. Okay, this was just meant to be some fun podcasts.
The first thing I said to Julia, one of the first things I said to Julia when she told us this was, "Have you told John Wedger?" Just to give the backstory, Julia came to this channel through ex Scotland Yard detective John Wedger, who, when he brought Julia to the channel, said firmly that he believed Maddie was dead. So I'm curious now as to.
Yeah,
what he's gonna
Can we ask him or is he sleeping?
Can we ask him now?
Call him up, Ron. Call him up.
Yeah, call him up. Hey, John, do you mind coming and jumping on a live stream so we can bust your chops in front of almost 4,000 people?
Just ask him over the phone for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Put a one in the chat if you want us to just randomly call John Wedger. Put her in the chat if that's not
it's if means that's
her. Impolite.
Sorry, my dog is.
Loads of ones are coming into the chat. They want us to call Wedge in the middle of the night.
I want to repeat one thing because, yes, you read it before, but I just want to repeat it. So, when I guess that when parents and twins and Madden DNA was mixed in like as a one DNA profile, then it's normal if I am Madden, it's normal that I match this profile and not in 100% because it's a mix of a few people, right? That's how I understand it. I don't know how you understand this.
Well, I have no knowledge of this stuff, Julia. I am just as you know, I'm a lay person in this, but if a, what was it, phlebotomist is saying trust the science, that's good enough for me. And I've seen the
emails. I don't know. That sounds like, a phlebotomist sounds like a made up word that somebody would type in a side chat to make three people look stupid on a live stream, right? A phlebotomist? What? I've tried to get a hold of John Wedger. I can't get a hold of him. Sadly, but we will keep. I will keep an eye on it.
I'm so sorry for the noise.
A phlebotomist is a medical professional who draws blood from patients for a variety of reasons, including blood tests, donations, transfusions, and research.
Oh well, there we go. So I'm really sorry because that is a really important job, but that is quite a funny name. I'm not going to lie; it's got quite a funny name. But yeah,
something Monty Python, doesn't it?
In fact, I would actually say we've all at some point probably been in contact with a phlebotomist. I would imagine because we've all probably had blood drawn, right?
Indeed. All right, Julia. So we were at. Have you done all your theories now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
The next question is, I mean, every time you've come on here, people have questioned you and asked you to do this and that, to prove this and that. And it's over the course of these interviews that the pressure rose to do the DNA test. People say, no, you're not her. Do the DNA test yourself. Surely you could do it. You're not her. That's why you won't do the DNA test. And now you have the resources. You've done it. And where do we go from here? What's next?
I don't know what's next, to be honest. I mean, I think that on one side, I think that good idea is to ask journalists for help. But on the other side, yeah. I know what they did before, and I believe they are some parts of, like, they can't write about some certain things. They can't probably because of cover up. I mean, I would say, what can I say? I don't know what to do. I mean, I could go to the police in Poland because they... One second. Jasminka.
Put a word in the side chat if you think Julia should go hunting Bigfoot because she'll probably find them in 2 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
In the side... I mean, guys, viewers, you're the ones who've guided us on this. You're the ones who've asked us to do the DNA test. Viewers, what do you want us to do next with this? Please put it in the chat.
I can say...
Piers Morgan. Hey, Piers was good tonight about Diddy, but we'll get to that tomorrow.
I can say for sure that at this moment, I'm waiting with a Polish lawyer. We are waiting for information from court because she wrote an appeal regarding refusal of starting investigation from Polish prosecutor. So we are waiting for the day when she will have to come to court and say the appeal. So I guess I will call her and I will show her this because then they will have to do a DNA test between me and my parents in court, my parents who raised me. And then if I will have results if they aren't my parents, and then maybe British police will do something because they will have no choice.
Is there a noise going on in that room, Julie? I'm trying to turn it off.
I mean, now I don't hear a noise here.
No worries. All right, let's see.
Oh, no, it's definitely coming out of your place, Julia. I just turned everyone's mics off.
Stop.
Yeah, it's when you talk and your mic activates, it's picking up a weird humming noise.
I don't know why. Was it before?
Are you on your laptop or are you near a laptop?
Phone.
On your phone. Now, don't worry about it. It's just the sound of your apartment. Don't worry. It's not. You might not even be able to hear it, but the mics might be picking it up. So, yeah, don't worry.
Okay.
People want you to contact Amaral.
I tried before. I mean, I'm not sure if this was his, because okay, so I'll say I messaged one journalist from Portugal from fake email, ask her to contact me with Amaral because I need to speak with him about important things, and he said he is not going to give me his email, but then I found him on LinkedIn. I'm not sure how it's English. Do you know this app? Like where?
Yep.
So I found him, and I messaged him, but he blocked me. And there was his number as well there, and I messaged his number on WhatsApp, and he blocked me.
Some people are asking us to go.
Him. Maybe someone pretended to be him there. We don't know.
People. There's a theory that the noise is you're being surveyed now because of revealing. Yeah, that's
what I just read as well. Drones are coming.
Five is coming. Some people are asking to go through the Amaral video again. I think it's particularly pertinent because theory number one is you said that it's been slightly tainted, the DNA, and Amaral says that, doesn't he, in the video, which is why you don't come back a perfect match.
Yeah, but so still, if there is like a mix of at least three people, then it would be still not 100% match.
Okay, should we go
through the Amaral video again?
Yeah, but again, just remember, you two can play along at home by getting four random people's DNA, mixing them all up in a bowl, and then seeing how much they come back as being one of your parents. It's not going to happen. You just got to keep reminding yourself. This is so out there, right? This is the video here, right?
Yeah. So we're gonna have the volume down. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, that's fine, mate. Do you want me to slow it down?
I can read it at the normal speed. It's fine.
Yeah, bro.
Let me get rid of the comment. So this ties into Julia's theory number one. So evidence in inverted commas concerning the vestiges that were collected and sent to the English forensics laboratory for analysis. I'm going to mute Julia for a second. It is said that there could have been a manipulation of all that data. It's still not clear what happened. So the cop himself, head cop, is saying, I recall that before we had the official report, we had a preliminary report which indicated the fluids found in the car rented a month after the disappearance belonged to Madeline. And when the report arrived, it was no longer like that. It was said at the time with the profile and the series of alleys matched Madeline's, yet they said that anyone in that lab could have contributed to that profile. So why did it match to Madeline's and not, say, to the US president's profile? There's something very strange about that analysis, something that should be questioned, verified, investigated. I believe that when forensic analyses are done, the lab technician has to keep a record of what he is doing. I don't know if that was destroyed or not, but it should exist alongside the report. The judiciary police doesn't want to find the truth. I appreciate it maybe a question because I don't agree with Gonzalo and his aspect like that. All right, yep. So, you know, the head cop on the case is concurring with what Julia said that ties into her theory number one.
Yeah.
But also theory number two or three, I don't remember which one, what was that? Was that if this really a mix of twins, Madeline, Jerry and Kate, then it would be still not 100% much because there are a mix of a few people. So, yeah. Okay. Yes. So I guess it's nice time to answer questions because I know I wanted to talk about memories, but I'm so tired today and I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
don't
worry. I also think that, yeah, I mean, we can make. If Sean wants another part, and then I can look at more memories because I'm really so tired today,
yeah.
And I'm just so sorry for that. But
you're definitely due a night where you sit down and go over your memories. The last couple of times you've wanted to touch on it, but the time issues and being tired and things like that. Plus, I think everyone would probably like a good hour of just Q&A. Right, I think everyone is just wanting to be able to get a couple of questions prepared, come and pitch them to you as well, Julia, because I think everyone's going to need a day or two for all this to kind of process, because I think everyone in the UK especially and around the world, as you sit on this and you wake up, it's going to start settling in how much we have been manipulated and lied to, okay, at the highest degrees. In a case that touched every single parent's heart around the world. Okay, it doesn't matter if you were a parent at the time or if you grew up and later on had kids. We all learn something from Madeline McCann's disappearance. All and right, this entire thing is massive. So, yeah, sorry, on you go.
Get the questions in, viewers. It's going to go bonkers because there's 4,000 watching almost live across all platforms presently. So get your questions in. You've got a chance to ask Julia anything right now. She's an open book. And first question is from Ron. Can you confirm that Julia is a McCann of some sort?
What we can confirm is what was in that email. All right. And currently we are going to go with what was said in that email. Julia, you want to explain it?
Again, I mean, you can show this email again. Maybe some people joined us and they didn't see it.
I mean, it sounds like we're now pussyfooting around it. But what we're saying is the DNA patterns for Madeline were sent off with Julia's DNA, and it came back as a family match as close as a parent, sibling, or uncle. And that's a damn sight more than. Hello, this is Officer Grange from bloody Operation Grange. You are not Madeline. You are not related. Put the phone down. There's a big difference between that and that. And I just think all of this is so fresh. I honestly think we're all still processing all of this, if I'm being honest with you. You know, Sean and I are good at what we do, but this is massive. This is why we've been so cautious about what the information and everything that we're putting out on it right now, because this could be massive. I mean, it is massive. It's fucking huge. But in the eyes of the mainstream, this could be massive for Julia. Massive.
All right. So question from Kay. Your questions are racking up left and right here. Julia, I wonder if your parents follow your journey, even if they don't agree with it?
So, I don't know if they watch all these things, but I guess yes. I mean, I know that my grandma from that side watches all these things, and she's so angry at me. But I also know that my dad said last year, in the end of last year, that he kept his and still keeps his fingers crossed for me, whatever it meant. Because it was a weird sentence. I thought he would be so like mad at me, but he said he kept his fingers crossed the whole time. So, and my mother, I mean, we don't talk too much, so but I guess they all know that I'm trying to prove my point. So
a question from Dee: would another family member in Poland be prepared to do a DNA test with you?
I asked grandma, I asked aunt, I asked sister, older sister, I asked my mother, I asked my dad, I asked my grandpa, so, and they all don't know, don't want.
Do you remember when you were going to try and go on a stealth mission to try and get a hairbrush? She's like, I'm going to try and get this hairbrush and do the DNA test. I'm like, you go, you get it. But she never got it. But yeah, she's tried, man, she's tried.
So AR is asking, does Julie have photos when she was a little girl? Which episode was it we went over all the photos? Can we remember? I can't remember.
I don't know, but I can mention there are some pictures of supposed me as a baby, but my dad was 31 years old when I was born, and on these pictures, I showed it on the other part with Sean, on these pictures, he looks like just 20 years old. So, no, I would say no.
Where did the McCann's DNA come from to test?
From PJ files, Portuguese police files, about Mandy McCann investigation.
So, Rebecca, if you go back over the whole series, Rebecca's saying, why would there be a cover-up then? The fact that Operation Grange said they didn't have the money to DNA test, so that was part one, the phone call, the snotty cop. And then Julia's parents in Poland wouldn't do DNA tests. It's like everywhere she turns, it's getting covered up. No one will do anything to give Julia any slack to get the evidence that she's been trying to obtain, which she's now obtained and revealed this evening. And she's gone through hell to try and get here. But why do you think there would be a cover-up, Julia? That's what Rebecca's asking.
Okay, so I could answer this question, but it would be connected to what I remember and to this part of my memory that I don't want to talk about. But I can say it. I can say it in a different way. Just let's say some people did something and they just don't want this to come out. That's all. This is why people cover up some stories, like some crimes. And yeah, and I believe that just people who are involved don't want this to come out. And yeah.
And, listen, we can look at this from the happy, the world is so perfect point of view, or we can look at what's going on in the world news right now, what we talk about with John Wedger, right? Individuals who are part of very, very dark, very, very hidden groups and organizations. It wouldn't be so far-fetched for the possibility when you tie in what Gary has found. Okay, if you missed Gary's live stream, go back and watch it. Gary will be coming back. We are going to be doing a whole series. But if that all turns out to be 100%, we have got a path here that ties in businesses linked to Julia's Polish mother that tie in with alleged transportation allegations. Okay, so this could be part of something really dark and really horrible that none of us could really do with hearing, really, because and it could be. And I need to prepare everybody for that, because why else would there be this length of a cover-up? Surely not just over 16 million. 16 million in the grand scheme of human transportation isn't exactly megabucks. Do you see what I mean?
Question from Nana. Julia, do you think the mother that has raised you is telling the McCanns everything you are doing and talking to?
I know. I personally think that my cans know about me and know what I'm doing, because I'll tell you like a situation from yesterday. Yesterday, I commented one post because one person who is connected to family, McCann family on Facebook, accepted my invitation, but she never responded to my messages. So I commented under one post of Jerry's sister, and this is legit her profile, really. And I commented under one picture. I put there like I don't know 10 comments with this DNA and with some pictures and just asking for help. And she deleted this post, but she didn't block me. So yeah, I don't think my mother who raised me is telling them anything. But also I don't know my mother. I just realized that I don't know her because I was fooled, I would say, because if my DNA matched McCann's DNA, I mean, this DNA profile of Madeline, which could be a mix of the Sean Amelie, Jerry Kay's DNA, then I am not my mother's and my father's daughter, and it's, yeah, and I feel fooled, yeah.
Yeah, my mom was adopted, and she's written a book about it, actually. It affected her entire life, a search for her natural mom, and it is earth-shattering when, you know, these things that you're going through, Julia. I can't imagine the mental cross-currents. All right, so Aurora 7, can't you get a court order to get them tested, Julia?
Yeah, I can. That's what I plan to do, but with a jury in UK.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also beginning. Oh, sorry, Nico, Julia.
Go ahead. I will finish soon. Go ahead.
I just keep thinking about the twin girls, or the twins. Sorry, and I just feel like there could have been, you could have been part of an R set of twins. You know, and again, listen, I'm really tired, everybody. I'm stuttering all over the places, but my brain is going into some very dark roots just based off of my research and my knowledge and all of this. We won't go into them tonight because they're obviously quite upsetting. And Julia's memories that she hasn't shared with you, some that she's shared with me. It's so upsetting and disturbing, and this is the tip of the iceberg on this, people. And again, this is just Julia powering through this on her own. She has done all of this, so you know, we're here for her, we give her the platform, all that kind of stuff, but she has done this all herself, and she's incredible. And even just to get to this point is mind-blowing. So you know, testament to you once again, Julia, seriously.
Damien Meller is asking, how can we help you, Julia? And a lot of people have put that in the chat. What help can the viewers give you?
I know. I mean, I'm in quite a difficult situation right now. Yeah, but basically I feel that I need some advices. What can I do with it? Like, how can I move forward with all this information I have now since yesterday? Yeah, but also, yeah, I have my fundraiser and I need to find a lawyer in UK. And I need to pay for court order, because to make a court order to get DNA test with someone who refused to do a DNA test, and it can be only with a supposed father, not with mother, I need to pay like £365 for that. And I have a letter for Judge, written by awesome guy who is awesome, and he writes all of these letters to police for me. So he wrote the letter for Judge. So this is what I want to do. I want to go to the court in UK and ask for, like, send a letter and request and pay for it and get just DNA test with jury done. But they can refuse. Of course, Judge can say that it's not something that I need, like, you know. But
Julia.
But the most thing I need is just advice. Is what can I do with this information, because I don't know.
Julia, we've got a link in the description box. It was for your polygraph test fundraiser. Can people still donate to you through that link?
Yes, I put an update there recently, and yeah, you can still donate this link.
All right. Exactly. So if people want to help, if anyone wants to help Julia financially, that link is in the description box, as are the links to all the other parts of this series. Next question is from Margaret. Is it possible that Julia is a twin of Maddie? That's a theory.
Is the question for me or for Ron or for you?
For you.
Okay. I don't think so. This is my opinion. You can have different.
There's the theory here that you were sold, but the person is added that you are bright, beautiful, intelligent, and determined to find the truth.
That's the question.
Let's stay away from that for now. We can go over that next time. Chris, why is this not all over the news if you are her? Because she's only just released this tonight, and anything that goes in the direction of helping Julia, the news completely blanks Julia. Anything that they can use to make Julia look crazy, the media is all over it. So I'll ask you a question, Julia. Let's say a serious media organization, a journalist, for example, were watching this video tonight, and they contacted me tomorrow, and they said, look, we're taking this seriously. But to proceed, you know, we'd need to see the original documentation. Can you ask Julia to provide that? What would your response to that be?
Yeah, of course. I can give documents. I showed you. It's all legit. I can show everything them.
Yeah.
If this would be the case, like, that someone would ask me for that, or you.
The true question is, do they want it as a PDF or as a PowerPoint presentation, Sean? They've got the option.
Yeah, so if there are any serious journalists out there that are interested in getting Julia's story out there, and we think that would benefit Julia because it would force action to be taken, then they can email me from my website, seanatwood.com. And we will try and coordinate that once that person's credentials are verified. All right, let's see. Next question. So we're told, this is from Philip. Does this not go to the issue raised at the time by the PJ as to whether Jerry was the natural father of Madeline? We were told it was IVF, but what if it were achieved by direct impregnation? Oh, yeah, there's the result as well. For people who've jumped on the stream late, let me just reread the result. The simple answer is that the suspect is not the source of the DNA on the evidence because their DNA is not fully established everywhere. However, they do match fairly well, more than I would expect at random, and a specific pattern emerges that looks like an almost certain family connection. I would look for a parent, child, or sibling.
Yes.
And there's a nice visual. This is great, this visual, when you understand it. So this is where Julia's DNA falls in with the test DNA into the brackets that you can see there. Sibling, parent, child, it's that tight. It's mind-blowing.
I also... Sorry.
Have you tried submitting your DNA to an ancestry site? That's the next question from Carl.
Yeah, I tried this kind of ancestral sites, like MyHeritage. Yeah, I tried. I have no close matches.
Marvin, fundraiser. Yeah, the fundraiser link is in the description box. It is labeled presently Julia's polygraph test fundraiser. I'm going to take the polygraph test bit out and just put it as Julia's fundraiser. And I'm also going to put it in the chat as well right now.
So I also want to, like, I was thinking about this, like, all day since yesterday, and I didn't know if this is, I still don't know if this is the right question to ask you. But I guess yes, because I was speaking about it with Ron too. I have very, very difficult situation, full of violence situation at home. And I got a deadline to move out from my boyfriend's flat till tomorrow. And I know it's totally not right question I'm asking for that, but could I, if you would donate some money, could I use a little bit to just have a place to go? Just I can return it when I will have money from my work, because I have like no options. And yeah, we're full of violence, flat place where I live right now. It's hard to talk about this, and I just don't know what to do. I don't know. I asked my mother for help. She refused. So this is kind of lovely family I have. I would respect your, like, your mind if you don't want to help me at all in this kind of like situation. I would understand it, because I know that I'm asking something that I shouldn't ask.
And if people think Julia's blowing smoke, then watch the end of the last part. It's part six, which ended abruptly because of a disturbance in the household, I shall say.
And I'll be honest with you. Julia spent about 3 hours today outside with her dog because of this situation. And it's really upsetting, and it's really difficult. And I just want to say, I think you're amazing for coming and saying that, Julia. I didn't think you were going to come out and say that tonight. And this is where we all need to try and help. Me, everyone, all of us, we need to help. So, do you have a PayPal set up, Julia, by any chance? Yeah. Let's get Julia's PayPal added in the description as well, because that's going to get money fast. And if we can try and raise, like, what are we short, like $400 for your new deposit for the house?
I don't know how much in pounds. I don't remember, but I send it to you.
Yeah,
Julia. So, Julia, can you email me your PayPal link? Yeah. I'll put it in now. I'll put it in the chat now as well.
And I'm so sorry I'm asking for that. I just have no choice.
I know. And
well, everyone's supportive. We've got a comment here. Sean, if Julia needs security, I'm willing to donate so she stays protected. This poor woman has been through enough, and now enough is enough. That's from the desolate one. Thank you.
Thank you. So
yeah, and it's heartbreaking when I remember when Julia, you got your dog for your birthday, right? And you were telling me about how long you'd wanted the dog, and it was just this beautiful moment. And to hear of threats being made to that dog and things like this, like, it's a horrible situation. And if anyone can help, like we're all going to be doing, let's just get your PayPal link up there, and let's just get you some money so you can get settled and you can be in an environment that is not going to be the one you're in. I'm actually shaking right now, I swear to God. But yeah, we'll get that email. So if you can email that PayPal link over to Sean, we'll get it all set up, and yeah, let's get that done.
Do you want to do that now, Julian? I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, 1 second.
Thanks.
Yeah. And again, anyone out there who knows or have been through a similar situation like Julia, you'll know how difficult it is to stand up and ask for help. So it's horrible. Anyway, please share as well. Make sure you guys are liking and sharing. I know that's a pretty inappropriate time to come in with a like and subscribe, but it's just a lot to process. I'm not supposed to. If only we lived in a perfect world where if every viewer could just donate $1, right? If we could all just donate $1 right now, this would be epic. It would be epic. It really would. Thanks to everybody as well who's kept an open mind throughout all this series. We've seen some minds change. We've seen some minds stay firm. And for those of you who are still flabbergasted by the steps that Julia takes forward, maybe are in disbelief because of how overwhelming they are, I'm sure you can be forgiven for that because it's massive. It's massive.
That's a good question, Emily. Will she be contacting Operation Grange with the new evidence? Well, I'm sure she will, and I'm sure that call will be recorded. And we will be bringing that. We will be bringing that to you because this whole series started in part one.
Let's just all take time just now to just say hi, Operation Grange. We know you're watching right now. How are you?
The thing with Operation Grange is that I don't have their number because the number that I called in 2022 isn't active anymore, and they called me from unknown numbers, so I don't have to call them. I can send them an email, but I don't think they will respond.
I think every single person in the police force has ever given you their number has changed their number now, Julia. Okay, I'm just saying you're onto the truth, and they can't handle it. They really can't.
Julia's PayPal's just come through. I'm putting it in the chat now. Julia's PayPal. I'll be sending you some when I get off the stream. Yeah, I'll also put the link. I'll put the link in the description box as well. Let's get it in the description box. The question on the screen, Julia, from Atlas: how do you feel about your adoptive parents? They may know more?
I think that they know something for sure. They know more than they tell me. And I'm sure about it because, for example, my dad last year in October he said something like it was like a kind of joke he made, but he never was into this kind of humor. So he said, "I hope you don't think that we drowned our first child and bought you from McCann's," which is so weird kind of joke to make. Uh-huh. I felt so weird with this kind of joke. Sadly, I didn't record it. I know he will make this kind of joke, but it doesn't sound like a joke. I'm just saying it's weird. But also my father, I mean, sometimes he says something between the lines. Like, for example, just the first conversation with him about it in May 2022, when I asked him if he's my dad, he said, "Yes, of course I am." And then he said, "But even if I'm not, then would it change anything?" Or when we were talking about my abuser, like person who abused me, Peter and I, he said he was involved in kidnappings, and then he changed the subject of conversation and never came back to this conversation. Just like, I know they know something, but they will not talk about it because, I don't know, maybe they protect themselves. I don't know.
While you were away, Julia, someone asked whether you're going to contact Operation Grange with new evidence. My question is, are you going to record your call with Operation Grange?
If I would be able to call them, then... You know the answer. Like, I'm trying to protect myself by recording these calls, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Did you put Laura? Did you put the PayPal in the description as well, Sean?
Yeah, and in the chat. So, okay, next so question if you're, from Laura.
If you're looking for the PayPal in the description, you'll need to refresh your page, everybody. You need to refresh the page and it'll be in the description. Sorry, Sean.
Does Julia want a relationship with the McCanns? That's from Laura.
As I said many times, I have my family. I know they hide many things. Like, they don't want to talk with me about my past and what happened. But I don't know McCanns. I mean, they will never be my parents if I'm Madden. So I just want to say that I have my mom and I have my dad. I have my family here in Poland. I have my life here in Poland. And I would like to meet them if I will if it will be confirmed that I'm Madeline. I would like to meet them, know them, but I don't think it will be any relationship ever, like with them, you know.
Kay said it's not even Maddie's pure DNA. It's a mix of potentially three people, so don't think this rules her out as Maddie, which is theory number one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has Sean and Ron established that the DNA expert received these profiles and responded? Yes, we have. We've seen all the paperwork. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here doing this. And
again, Sean, everything that Julia sent has literally been made public. And if you want to send it off yourself, feel free to do so, because it's all been provided. I know that sounds sarcastic, but I mean, why not, right? I mean, give it a try.
People are saying start lobbying Piers Morgan. Everyone should start selling Piers Morgan about the DNA result.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know what to do with these results, to be honest. I feel I would just try to make a court order in UK, and I would try to, and I would pass this information to lawyer in Poland, and I will message Operation Grange. And today I messaged two journalists that I know that were writing some stuff about me in the past. But they were like, I sent them these things, and one person answered me and said that she's on a dinner with her family, so she'll answer later, and she never did. I mean, she didn't, but maybe she'll answer tomorrow. So I don't know. I mean, I just feel that journalists don't want to write anything good about me, because they showed me as a crazy person, and they prefer to show me as a crazy person still. They don't want to change it, I guess.
Exactly.
But my question is why?
They're stuck on that narrative. They don't have egg on their faces. So Nicola's asking, what's the best currency for PayPal?
What currency? Polish zloty.
Polish. Okay. It gives you the option to choose, doesn't it? What you're receiving. D. Robinson wants to know, have you found a new home?
You mean a place to go? Yeah, I found. I was there today. I signed a contract without savings. So because my boyfriend was supposed to borrow me money, he said, but he changed his mind after I signed this contract. So because he said that he wants me to move out, so he will borrow me money, but he then changed his mind and he said I have to move out, and he doesn't care if I will be on the streets or if I will be or where, he doesn't care.
There's tons of people donating in the
thank
said in
you
the
so
chat.
Much. I got notifications. I'm so grateful for help.
Thanks everyone. Very generous.
And I'm so tired. So could we thank you.
Caroline wants you to call and record Operation Grange. They want to hear it.
I would like to, but I don't have your number. Because he called me from unknown number. I mean Mark from Operation Grange.
Oh, there was a way to do it. Someone said, let me see if I can find that comment. Mm-hmm. In the comment, here we go, Christine. Phone 101. Well, you can't from Poland, can you?
I can't, but I can call another number that is for people who live abroad, outside the UK.
Ask for the Met Police and then ask for Operation Grange. That's what's being suggested.
I can try, but I don't think they will pass me to my call to Operation Grange. I can try.
It's not that easy. Never that easy, is it?
Yeah.
I just want to say as well, trying to make it, I think when I worked it worked out for Julia's new flat, for her to walk in the door, it was about 386 British pounds. I don't know where you are in the world, but just in case you're a super wealthy viewer and want an exact figure, that was roughly what we were. That's roughly what you need. Sorry, Sean, on you go.
No, you're fine. Thanks, guys, for staying up so late and doing this. Thanks to the viewers for all the questions. And thanks most of all to Julia for her bravery, resilience, persistence. And, you know, it was the skeptics were saying, get the DNA done. And she's bloody gone and done it. And look what's happened, guys. So yeah, I'm sure you're excited, Julie, by this, but
yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm just so tired, and this day was so hard for me. That's why I look like I look, and that's why I talk like I talk, because I'm so tired, exhausted. But yeah, I really appreciate it, all your help, and thank you, Sean and Ron, that you always give me this opportunity to come here with all news. And yeah, I guess we'll make part eight with other memories. But yeah, I'm just sorry today. That's why I can't talk about this. And thank you for viewers that you are here listening to me, what I wanted to say. And yeah, thank
you're amazing, Julia. You are amazing. I think what everyone would love to see is part eight, Julia's new house, settled, happy, some like montages of the puppy running about. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's let all this propagate, because this is massive. And you know, I know you want to talk about your memories, but let's get you moved, let's get you settled, and let's get you
how fast midnight. That's why I'm tired.
Yeah. But hey, listen, there's no stopping you, Julia. Do you know what I mean? You'll wake up tomorrow after a good night's sleep, fully refreshed, and be like, Ron, I've got party. Here we go. Okay? And it's your boat. You're steering the ship. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm also tired, and I'm just talking off the cuff, so I'm going to be quiet now. But I appreciate everyone that's reached out to help Julia tonight. I really, really can't thank you all enough for helping. I really can.
Thanks, guys. We'll be back with more Diddy tomorrow. We've got Ryan Dawson on at 11 a.m. Ron's back with his royal mess on Friday night. And then we've got Diddy all weekend as well. So I hope to see you guys in some of those streams. And thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
NordVPN helps us do these podcasts. And I'll put the thing up. So this podcast is brought to you with sponsor NordVPN. Not only is it super secure with NordVPN, but if you want to watch something, if you're in a foreign country, for example, I've got my podcast, my documentary coming out with Sammy the Bull in September 26th in America. If you're in the UK, you can't see it here. Use the VPN, NordVPN. It will get you in and you'll be able to watch it. As you can see, I've got my VPN on the United States presently. The most VPN providers are offering online threat protection, but when you look closely, it's just simple DNS filtering. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro offers advanced digital protection from malware and online threats. If you're downloading a file and you're worried that something is attached to it, Threat Protection Pro checks it for malware. For a while, I couldn't click on any links. It was driving me mad. My channel got hacked when I clicked on a false sponsored ad link, and I lost my channel for days. Well, you can rest easy. Threat Protection Pro blocks websites that are fake, malicious, or used for phishing, fraud, or scams. Gets rid of the pop-ups flooding your screen? Yep, it gives you a completely smooth browsing experience. NordVPN protects you from the various attacks, man-in-the-middle attack, phishing, password attacks, DDoS, malware, malvertising, ransomware, half of which I have suffered no more thanks to NordVPN. If you're watching this on YouTube, the link is in the description box below this video and the pinned comment. NordVPN are helping sponsor these podcasts, and you can get 4 months extra on a 2-year plan at my link, https://nordvpn.com/Atwood. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.